Dear faithful, on this second Sunday of this most holy season, it is an extraordinary privilege and an outstanding pleasure for me to be here once again here at St. Mary's Oratory. Thank you for all you are doing here in Wausau, Wisconsin, to help restore Catholic life and culture to our beloved country. Thank you for your prayers and your sacrifices and your support of the Institute of Christ the King. And on behalf of Canon Matthew Tallarico, the Provincial Superior of the U.S. province, thank you. And may God bless you, and may Christ our King reward you eternally. Domine, bonum est nos ic esse. O Lord, it is good for us to be here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Domine, bonum est nos ic esse. Lord, it is good for us to be here. These are the words of Saint Peter that he utters today in the Holy Gospel. Holy Mother Church presents to us that tremendous scene of the Transfiguration, whereby our Lord, before he would go to Jerusalem to suffer and to die for our sins in the salvation of the world, he would comfort and strengthen the faith of these his beloved apostles in order that they may be strong in the face of that darkest hour in all of history when God would be put to death for the salvation of mankind. He took Peter and the sons of thunder up on top of Mount Tabor, and there, transfigured before their eyes, he became as white as snow and as dazzling as the sun. Too much for their eyes to behold, they hid themselves down upon the earth. And Peter uttered, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us build three temples. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elias, there conversing with our Lord, who is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, not coming to destroy them, but rather to fulfill them perfectly in just a few short days' time. He would fulfill them ultimately upon the cross. The cross is the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paradoxically, it would be there that he would reign and that the kingdom of heaven would be now united to this earth, once again restored to the Creator because of the sacrifice of the Son of God made flesh through the Incarnation. Peter made a terrible mistake in uttering such beautiful words. For amidst that dazzling episode there upon Mount Tabor, he, for a moment, lost sight of the reason for which our Lord became flesh. Our Lord did not become man in order to be glorified by the world. He came to give glory to his heavenly Father, and he would do that upon the cross. He needed not the devil's temptation of all the kingdoms of the world to establish as his own. He needed just enough real estate to plant his cross for the salvation of the world. That was the kingdom that he came to reign. And from that cross, the kingdom of heaven would be planted on this earth. In that small portion of land, it would then spread to every corner of this world through the salvation of the cross. Let us not make the same mistake as Peter did in this holy gospel. Peter was distracted, and he became complacent amidst something that was dazzling and beautiful, rather than being fortified by that beauty to know that he who was transfigured before his very eyes was truly the Son of God, and if put to death, would rise on the third day more glorious than ever, in order to now bring that transfiguration not only to his own physical person, but in order to bring it to his beloved bride, his mystical body, the Holy Catholic Church. Dear faithful, let us not make that same mistake as Saint Peter and become complacent amidst so much beauty and so much splendor. The kingdom of heaven is bigger than these four walls, dazzling as the sun and as white as the snow. The kingdom of heaven is intended to be an extension of God's eternal kingdom here on this earth, which prolongs the effects of the redemptive incarnation until the end of time. And what it is that we do here is a foreshadowing of the splendor of the heavenly kingdom, where we hope to be with God for all of eternity with the angels and saints. But that foreshadowing, that foretaste, comes at a price. It comes at a sacrifice. And in the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ brought the glories of heaven to this earth through the cross, it is in like manner that we bring what we have received from the altar, what we have received from the church, in order now to spread it in our times when we need it most, for the salvation of souls, and for the greater glory of our God and our King, Jesus Christ. This is profoundly the mission and the work of the Institute of Christ the King, Sovereign Priest, in all of its varieties and in its nuances, is to promote the reign of Christ the King in every aspect of human society. It is intended, therefore, to restore Catholic life and culture throughout the world. And in the United States province, it is intended to do that here in our beloved country. This restoration has many parts, of which you also are one of them. The restoration of Catholic life and culture is not simply bringing back the treasure of the most holy and divine liturgy, bringing back the traditional liturgies of our Holy Catholic Church, that those liturgies are dynamic and intended to nourish the mystical body, to bring them back to the cornerstone that was rejected by the builders, and that as living stones, you would build up the mystical body of Christ, you and your children, your children's children, until the end of time. Through the priesthood, through the oblatehood, through the sisters, through the seminarians who are being formed as future priests, in order to teach and preach the one true Catholic faith, in order to provide facilities in which those people are nurtured and supported, in order that they may do their vocation in truth and in charity, in order that they may bring to you the beauty of our Catholic faith, in order to build up those churches in which you congregate to adore the one true God. In order, eventually, God willing, even to build hospitals, orphanages, schools, in order that the reign of Christ the King may once again flourish in this world, that it may be a foretaste of that heavenly kingdom where there is no orphan and no widow, because Christ is King and He is at the center of that heavenly kingdom. Should He not be at the center of that kingdom foreshadowed here on earth? Christ is King, and He is the center of our spiritual family, the Institute of Christ the King, Sovereign Priest. You are those living stones that help to build up this spiritual family, this stronghold of the faith in our times, in order that it may withstand the tempests and storms that avail our age. This bastion of our faith, you make strong through your prayers, your sacrifices, and your support. This Lent, I ask you to consider making a sacrifice of $40, of just a dollar a day during this most holy season, in order to support the work and mission of the Institute of Christ the King, specifically in the United States, in order that we may continue to restore Catholic life and culture and faith in our beloved country. You help to build up the church in our times by supporting the people and the places that help us persevere in our Catholic faith, in order that we may persevere until the very end, where we shall see the transfigured Lord with our own eyes, not on top of Mount Tabor, but in the glories of the heavenly kingdom, where with the angels and saints, we shall be among the blessed, those living stones that built up the church throughout all of time and space. And our Lord shall say to us, thank you. Thank you for helping me to save souls in your time, in order that they may be with me for eternity in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.